You're listening to Powder Podcast, the podcast for all you freeride skiers and powder freaks. Weekly podcast specialized in the specific domain of freeride skiing and interviews with iconic freeride skiers. Welcome to Powder Podcast. I'm your host, Clemens Pecker. I'm a retired alpine ski racer who skied at fist level in Europe. I have now moved on to freeride skiing and have fallen in love with recording podcasts and sharing my experiences with all you fellow freeride skiers. And this week is the second to last week of our Power Podcast. Time has flown by from the start of this podcast, in September, where we talked about technological advancements in freeride gear and interviewed Sean Pendis. Back then I really had no idea what I was doing, but I knew we were going to create some gold with these powder podcasts. We have no season 2 in sight. However, you can go ahead and listen to Dirt, my second podcast, focused on all action sports, where I talk about all my professional experiences and interview legends to the action sport. This week, we're talking about avalanche safety and precautions, listening to Mats' close calls and his near-death experience. So, let's start the podcast by hearing your near-death experience you had in the last year.
Yeah, so I had a near-death experience last year. It really changed me as a person and as a skier because my life flashed through and I didn't go through the proper procedure and it almost cost me my life. And I thought about my family, my friends, and all the happiness that is in my life when I almost died, and I never thought I would get out of it, but I did, luckily. And I know that it could happen to anyone, so this is why I'm happy to come on this podcast and talk about what avalanches do and how dangerous they are.
And I mean, you guys can see that even a professional like Mats gets into avalanches. And what was your mistake you've made, or how did you get into the avalanche?
Well, I was skiing. It was a really nice day, but it was fresh snow, so the snow wasn't really attached to the ice or the snow plaque under. And 5 minutes after I started skiing down, there was a huge avalanche behind me, and I got taken in it. And luckily it was on the side, so I got out of it pretty easily, but I knew if I was in the middle, I would have probably been really hurt or even died.
Yeah, I think it's super important for all you young freeride skiers, and I mean everyone who's new to the sport, to be well informed and to really be aware of the consequences, because avalanches are the most powerful thing on the mountain, and it can really change your life in a split of a second. So I think people are just not well enough informed, and it's super important to use the avalanche bulletins and to really get all the information you can before going out onto the mountain. So Mats, how do you feel? Do you still use the avalanche bulletin, or what's your procedure in the mornings?
Yes, of course, I always check online first the weather conditions and how much snow fell down during the night. And then I always go check right before I go up on the bulletin. It tells me how dangerous it will be, and I also try to talk to some pisters, the locals. They know best what the dangers are during the day and what you can and cannot do.
Yeah. So, and when you go out of the ski resort, so heli skiing or into the backcountry, how do you really ensure that you're safe, or what precautions do you take?
I mean, it's avalanches, so you can never be 100% sure that you're going to be safe. But what we generally do with my buddies is that we dig down about 1 meter into the hill to analyze the snow layers and how compact it is, to make sure that we have done everything possible to be safe.
So today's sponsor for our podcast is Ski Path, directed by Mats Lebreu, our guest of this podcast. And I would like you guys to go check him out. He talks about the different kind of ski resorts in Europe, from après-ski to free riding, so he's really great. So coming to the end of today's podcast, I would like to ask you, Mats, what do you think are the key takeaways of today's podcast for all those new free riders out there?
So I think the main thing is just to stay safe, and that it's not worth risking it if you're not 100% sure that you're going to be safe. And for sure use ABS, because it's really important, and the shovels all those little things can make such a big difference if something happens to you or one of your friends. So thank you so much, Clements, for having me on this podcast.
You're welcome. I hope to have you soon again. Thank you guys for listening.